out of the field. And he is going to be gone here unless somebody can catch him from behind. No, sir. That's going to be about an 80-yard kickoff return for Alec Fogarty.
Nice little play right there. They just faked the reverse, and both players did a really nice job of faking it and did get a nice little wall set up by the by the Sydney Warriors up the sideline, and Alec took it into the house.
I mean, he faked the handoff. It looked like the play was going to be dead, and then all of a sudden he got shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, I think he made that first tackler miss, and when he did, everybody else broke down, and Alec is just such an athlete. He just gets at his top speed really quickly, and he was gone up the sideline.
Wow, a great run there by Fogarty. You could see when he got out to about the 40, he had that little window, and he was gone. So,
are they marking him out?
Oh, boy. Okay, they did not put it up on the board here. Well, they did, but...
Oh, no, we have a penalty.
Yeah,
no.
Talk about the Bills game the other night. This happened in the Bills game, too.
Oh, no. Take 6 points right off the board.
Oh, my goodness, that is a killer. And so they're going to say that he either stepped out or there was a penalty because the ball is spotted at about the 35 here for Sydney.
Yeah.
So that comes back off the board. Our score is 20-6. I got to cross it off my sheet here. Thought that one, you could write that in gold.
Yeah.
I thought, wow. And here is a handoff to Marino. And we got a flag on the play. I think somebody from DH maybe jumped. So, Tim, based on where that ball is, I think they might have said a false start here against Sydney.
Yeah.
Are they saying he stepped out?
All right, so I don't think so because I saw a referee walking back with the ball. So I think it was a penalty, probably. Anytime you have that sort of action where you reverse the field like that, you're going to possibly have a block in the back, and I think that's what the call was.
Wow.
Did not see the hanky, but saw the referee walking back with the ball.
A tough break there, taking that one off the board for Fogarty, and now they continue to go in the wrong
backwards
direction. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, so you got to think if you're DH, you say, phew, we dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, they definitely are happy about the whatever the call was, and now they've got Sydney down first and 15 at their own 40.
Wow.
DH 40.
Wow, a great, great return there by Fogarty taken away. And so our score is still 20-6 early here in the third quarter between DH and Sydney. DH with the lead. So here is Fogarty on a first down and 15. Sydney in the maroon with the gray helmets, the white pants. Fogarty flushed out of the pocket, runs to the outside. He's knocked out of bounds after a pickup of about three. Oh, we got a
late flag.
Yeah.
Now we got another flag.
Wow, some extracurriculars over there, I think, Tim, after
yep.
Fogarty went out of bounds.
And not extra credit.
Yeah, no, it's... Interested to see who this is going to be on. Fogarty got pushed out of bounds. I did think it was kind of late, and then there was some extra pushing and shoving. And you know they always get the second guy.
Yeah, they always catch the second person. But we'll see.
So,
looks like the ref. Yeah.
Yeah, this one's going against Sydney. And talk about going in the wrong direction here. This is a tough break. This could be frustration from getting that taken away, for sure.
It could be, unfortunately. You have to just let it go and then get back in there and what you do with your offense, but obviously Sydney is really going to be behind the sticks now.
Yeah, this is going to be a boy. First down.
First in eternity.
Yeah, first and about 30, maybe 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is tough.
Actually, second down. He just flipped it. Yeah, he just flipped it down.
Yeah, because I guess the first down was his run. So, yeah, second down. And a country mile here, as we like to say on CDO, is our score is DH 20 and Sydney 6. Yeah, and so some extra pushing and shoving hurts the Warriors.
So we've gone from 6 points on the board to the ball spotted at about the 30. No, the 25, excuse me, the 25. And then two penalties, and now we're back in Warrior territory.
Yeah, we're back in Sydney territory on the Sydney S at about their own 47, and Sydney going right to left here to start the second half. DH is in the white tops, the white helmets, and those royal blue pants here just for a color update for you. As Fogarty now is going to tuck it and run. He can take out some of that energy here. Busts to the inside to the 40, down to about the 39. A good pickup there by Fogarty. Third down, still going to be 15, though.
Yeah, got a good chunk of it back, and running off to the left side. He looked like he was going to throw the ball, and last minute he decided to bowl over here to his sideline and got good positive yardage. Probably got 15 to 18 yards on that play, bring up third down and 17.
Yeah, only a minute gone here so far in the third quarter. We've had a lot of action, though. DH leading Sydney 20-6. Again, DH 20, Sydney 6. As here are the Warriors on a third and 15. They're back in Deposit Hancock territory, going right to left. Fogarty wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket now as it collapses around him. Busts out of there. He's still on his feet. Fogarty to the 30 before he's brought down. And it's going to be fourth down and about five to go, so yeah. Manageable here.
Yeah, definitely manageable, and I imagine with the score the way it is, the Warriors will go for it from this point.
And this is maybe fourth and about six or seven, actually, a little longer than we thought. But, you know, without having Hinges in there, who went out with that shoulder injury, Casey Hinges, we'll hope that he's okay because he's out there listening. But, you know, really the brunt of that has fallen here on Charlie Thiel, and I think DH has been able to rush and kind of dare Sydney to throw the ball.
Yeah, and Alec has done a nice job, but there's no receivers open, so he just pulls the ball and runs on his own.
Fogarty wants to throw here on fourth down, and the pressure is coming. He needs to throw. No, he's knocked out of bounds. Nowhere to go there for Fogarty, a turnover on downs.
Yep, turnover on downs on for the Warriors. So DH will get the ball for the first time in this half at about their 40-yard line, or excuse me, their 35.
So just to rewind, opening kickoff of the second half, Sydney runs it back, 80 yards with Alec Fogarty, a bunch of penalties. They make back up some of that ground, but come up about 5 yards short there on that fourth and five. DH gets the ball back.
Yeah. I mean, and talk about a roller coaster of emotions on that Sydney sideline. I mean, here they're thinking they're 6 points in off with really no time off the clock, and they're back to a one-possession game, and now they're giving the ball back to DH.
DH 20, Sydney 6, 9:55 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Tim Cutting with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Web stream is brought to you, as always, by SFCU. First possession of the second half as DH goes left to right. Jacobs wants to throw, looking for that same play they started the game off with, and they connect again. And down inside the 30 to the 28 for Casper Bilecki. That's his third pass that his third catch that he's hauled in for big yardage tonight.
And there was a defender right there for the Warriors, but he lost sight of the ball, and Bilecki made a nice adjustment, went back up, high pointed the ball, first and 10 at the Warrior 29.
Yeah, well done there for DH. And we've seen it from the very first play of the game tonight. DH not afraid to throw that ball. They've just really stuck to the air game. And when they have put it on the ground, Fortunato's been fantastic. And so here is Jacobs under center. Again, first and 10. DH driving once again, approaching the Sydney red zone. Here's a fumble. Jacobs lost it. It's on the turf, and Sydney's got it. And the Warriors come up with a defensive stand as Jacobs just couldn't hold on to that snap.
Yeah, the snap between the center and the quarterback was fumbled, and Sydney jumped right on it. So good little momentum switch for the Warriors here.
Tough break there. If you're an Eagles fan, I'm sure, you know, just every one of those snaps, so they make it look so easy, but it is so hard, and on a cold night like this, maybe just hard to hang out of that ball.
And under center, it's a totally different thing, because I'll tell you what, your hands get nice and smooth when they get cool, and that ball is very slippery.
So Sydney gets it back, looking for another opportunity here. Here is the snap. They'll hand it off to Marino, busting his way forward, out to about the 36-yard line here for Sydney. Here's a score update, DH 20. Sydney 6 with 8:50 to go in the third quarter.
Marino on first down picks up 7 yards, second down and three. And that ball was run off the left-hand side between the guard and tackle. And he made a nice little move in the hole. Gets that extra 2 yards to get it to second down and now it's four, second down and four.
We don't know who got that fumble recovery. Great job, though, by the entire line. As soon as Jacobs fumbled that ball, they were right there. They were Johnny on the spot. So kudos to the whole line there. Waiting for a second down and about four to go. Fogarty's going to tuck it, get to the outside here. Fogarty to the 40, to the 35 before he's dragged out of bounds. Excuse me, the 45. He's going the other way. Out to the 47.
I'm sorry. It happened. The fans had me going there for a second. I thought they thought DH was going to throw Fogarty into the seats over here on the sideline, but he kind of kept him up. He did a nice job of not throwing him to the ground and getting the penalty, but Fogarty did get the first down.
Yeah, Fogarty, you know, this second half so far has been a lot of, you know, just tucking and run if he has to, because the pressure has been there. So,
and his receivers aren't open. I mean, then that's the thing. I mean, he doesn't really, he's back to throw, but it doesn't look like he has anywhere to go with the ball. So he does what he can do, and that's use his athletic ability.
Here's Fogarty again taking off. There's that designed run that you like so much, Tim, right up the middle across the Sydney S. Good for about 7 yards again.
Quarterback keep between the center and the guard on the left-hand side, and Fogarty does pick up another good solid 7 yards to bring up second down and three.
We're just under 8 minutes to go, third quarter. DH leading Sydney 20-6. And here is a second down and about four to go. Maybe even three. Fogarty to Marino again. Breaks the tackle. Driving forward. He's got the first down. And maybe an extra yard or two there, up to about the 41.
Yeah, Marino with nice play on second down. Gets to the sticks and moves the chains. First and 10 for the Warriors.
And so the Warriors moving the ball well. Again, you just feel like they're so close to getting back into this game.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, that touchdown getting called back, I mean, that's just, you go from total elation to deflation.
Yeah, again, in case you're just joining us, opening kickoff of the second half, Fogarty took it to the house 80 yards, but it did get called back on a penalty. Pitch here to Marino on first and 10, good for about five. Out to the, about 35-yard line.
Yeah, quick pitch out to the left-hand side for Marino. Marino beats the end and gets a good 5 yards on the play. Brings up second down and, wait a minute, they moved again. Giving him six.
Yeah.
Second down and four.
Boy, and he's just been a workhorse tonight. He really has for Sydney. Waiting for the snap here on a second down at about five to go for the Warriors. Fogarty again, QB keeper for Sydney. Rushes to the outside, and the DH defense says no this time. But Fogarty's still diving forward. Got more than I expected him to there. Going to be close to the first down.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I thought he was caught here at the 35-yard line, and the next thing I know, I see him here. So I think he got spun around by the tackler and shot him forward, and he's just shy of the first down by 1.5 yards.
Yeah, Joe DeLeo was leading the tackle there. As Tim said, third down here, third and short for Sydney with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. And I think DH just jumped there. Sydney's going to get that first down.
Automatically given to him, probably. Yep.
And the DH coaching staff just shrugging their shoulders on that far side. They said, guys, we're helping them get back into this game.
Well, and the thing is when, if you remember back in the first quarter, they had two of those where they gave the Warriors first downs. Must be Fogarty's got a little good signal calling right now, and it's making the Eagles jump.
Waiting for the snap here, Fogarty on a first down for Sydney. Ball at about the 27, passes the outside, finds Charlie Field. They're keeping him honest, and he's able to pick it up for about 10 yards there. Well done by Charlie Field.
Back shoulder fade to Field out on the left-hand side. Looks like he's going to be really close to the first down yardage, second down and one.
5:40 to go, third quarter. DH leading Sydney 20-6. And yeah, gave him the first down.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything anymore, Nate. Every time I say something, it's wrong.
A first down and a key drive here for Sydney. Still a lot of time left in this ball game.
Either that, or I'm not watching that official.
Yeah, right. Maybe those chain guys are just a little behind the ball tonight. I don't know. Waiting for the snap. Man in motion. They're going to go right back to Marino again, and he cuts to the inside, now to the outside. Marino busting his way down. I think he got caught right at about the 2-yard line. Going to be a first and goal for the Warriors.
Marino with an absolute drop step move over to the right side. I mean, he absolutely just lost the defender, and we have an injured player for the Eagles.
Injured player down on the field here for DH. Slowly getting up here, I believe. Yeah, that's Wyatt Jacobs.
Yeah,
he's going to walk it off, though. Looks to
be
okay.
Come out.
Yeah. He did bounce up and is just kind of limping off here, but appears to be okay.
Yeah, Marino just absolutely just made a great cut in the hole and bounced out to the right side and just got caught, as Nate said, right at about the 2-yard line. First and goal to go for the Sydney Warriors.
And so a big opportunity here for Sydney to slice into this Eagles lead. They currently trail 20-6 with 4:56 to go here in the third quarter. Fogarty, the snap, hands it off, and Marino is in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. Put six on the board.
What I like about that play is they gave it back to the kid that got him there, and a real nice job by Marino to get into the end zone for the Warriors and 6 points.
And so Marino with the TD here for Sydney, getting this Sydney crowd right back into it. Right now our score is 20-12, and Sydney's going to go for the extra point again here. A little surprised not going for two.
Yeah, I kind of am too, but you know what? You've been kicking all year long, and he's been really good. I mean, last week he was 4-for-4.
Waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Fogarty with the kick, and this is up and through. So 4:49 to go third quarter. It is DH 20, Sydney 13. Sydney's back in this game. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. That touchdown by Chris Marino. Well, it's the second of the night, one on offense and one on defense. He had that return on the interception as well. So it is DH leading Sydney 20-13. And we got a good game here as that extra point by Fogarty was good. Don't want to forget that. Kickoff out of bounds again by Fogarty. Bounced at the 25, so DH will pick up a couple extra yards there.
Yeah, the ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line for DH to start this drive.
And so can DH answer the bell here? They've only had the ball once here in the third quarter. Had a nice drive going. They hooked up with Casper Bilecki on a long pass again, but then the fumble deep in Sydney territory gave the Warriors second life.
Keep in mind, they haven't shown the option to either side on this half, and I'll tell you what, it's very, very tough to defend.
And so DH breaking out of the huddle here with 4:49 to go in the third quarter, and they cling to a 20-13 lead. Waiting for the snap here. And Jacobs is back under center, wants to throw, goes to the outside for Dobro. And the pass is incomplete. He falls on it just to be sure that it wasn't a fumble.
Very smart play by that young man right there, because he was unsure if the ball was lateral back to him or if it was a forward pass, but he didn't. He took care of it on his own and just covered it up.
Yeah, well done. How many times have we seen someone just shrug their shoulders there, and then the defense swoops in, takes it, and scores, and you go, that's why, young man, you need to do, you know, X, Y, Z. Dobro just did it there.
Yeah, real nice job.
So this will be a second down and 10 again. DH going left to right. Ball on their own 35. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim here tonight. Jacobs wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket, flushed out of there, and now has to dive forward, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Third and long coming up.
Yeah, I think the Warriors got a sack on that play. Jacobs is still not feeling really good. He's still limping a little bit. I don't know what he did, but he's definitely not. Doesn't have the same gait as he had before.
Russo and Harrington were in on that tackle there for Sydney. And Cam Saudi has also been doing a great job tonight on that line for the Warriors. And so again, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDL. We'll take you the rest of the way. A chilly night, so if you're home staying warm, we're glad you could join us here tonight on the radio. Always glad to have you along. Waiting for the snap, here's Jacobs on a 3rd and 10. They do get that pitch going on the option. Good to Fortunato. First down and more. Across the 50, Fortunato rumbles his way into Sydney territory down at the 42.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. Now Fortunato gets up, and he's limping a little bit and headed back to the sideline.
Good run there. Kind of bailing the Eagles out when they needed it because the offense had kind of stalled. And, yeah, Fortunato's limping off, but hopefully maybe just a stinger, something, you know, along the lines there, and you can stretch that out.
Yeah, they ran the option over here to the right side, right at the Sydney bench, and great pitch by Jacobs to Fortunato, and Fortunato made the first guy miss, and then he's walking into Sydney territory.
Really tough to stop that.
Right? It is. It really is.
We've seen that. It's worked very effectively. And here is Jacobs again. This one will be a pitch. Sydney almost got it in the backfield. Now they do, as that was Ronnie Ellis on the carry, and the Sydney defense breaking through. Marino was right there as part of that tackle, as well as Cam Saudi.
Not to take away from the Sydney defense on that play, but it wasn't Fortunato running the option on that time, and you could tell the timing was off just a little bit, but Sydney made a really nice play, didn't lose contain, and made a nice tackle for a loss of about two, second down and 12.
2:55 to go, third quarter. It's DH 20, Sydney 13. Still anybody's ball game tonight here in Sydney. We got a good one. And waiting for the snap as Jacobs, a second down and about 12 to go here for the Eagles. Drops back, wants to throw, rolls out to his right, and now will loft one up, and it's complete. And inside the 20, well done there for Ronnie Ellis again for the Eagles.
Ronnie Ellis was just stopped short on the play before, but now he just catches the pass from Jacobs, good for about 25 yards. His first down yardage, the ball is going to be spotted at the 20-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
I like the touch that Jacobs had on that. That was nice.
Yeah, he was rolling to his right-hand side, and you think that he's going to throw the bullet like we've been talking about all night long. And as you said, Nate, it looked like he just lofted the ball right to the receiver, and nice catch and run.
Yeah, just kind of dropped it in the bucket there. Real nice play for the Eagles as they lead Sydney 20-13, 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. A first down and 10 as the Eagles go left to right. They're at the Sydney 20-yard line. Man in motion is Dobro. Stops, and now we're going to have a flag on the play. They throw over the middle to Dobro. He's brought down after about a gain of 7. What do you think here, Tim?
I'm thinking it's some form of procedure against
DH
because they let the play go. I thought they'd blow it dead sooner, but they didn't. Yep, illegal procedure against DH.
I wonder if it was when Dobro went in motion there, something to do with that. So this will be a penalty against DH, backing him up 5 yards.
Again, one of the things I wasn't watching. So I can't say what he did wrong, but he definitely called it against them.
Yeah, you know, people say to me all the time, can you mention this on the air or this or that? And it's like you need more eyes. You really do. There's so much going on sometimes beyond where the ball is in football that you just can't see it. It's tough. So ball is at the 25-yard line here for DH. A first down and 15 with a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. DH leading 20-13. Jacobs wants to throw. Pressure is coming, and Sydney got to him. Harrington comes from that far side, wraps him up for a big-time sack.
Harrington from the blind side of Jacobs just absolutely tattooed him in the backfield. He's going to lose probably 6-7 yards on this play, and it'll bring up second down and probably 20.
Yeah, he came off that edge on the blind side, and Jacobs couldn't get out of there. Well done by Harrington.
Yeah, I saw him coming from the other side. You could see him running, and you just wondered if he was going to get there before he threw the ball, and he made a really nice tackle right there for a loss.
Clock is still moving down to 30 seconds to go. I think DH is going to get one last play here in the third quarter. They lead 20-13 as the fourth quarter is right around the corner here, and now it's going to be a timeout taken by the Eagles. And we're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back with the final play of the third quarter here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
And welcome back. Going to be the final play of the third quarter coming up. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. DH leading 20-13 with 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Everybody's been asking me where I'm going to go tomorrow, Tim. I'm actually going to go to Binghamton in the morning. It's the Section 4 Hall of Fame induction ceremony tomorrow. Right. And been on that committee now, so I just want to go down and be a part of the brunch and get to see everybody get inducted. Some nice local names getting in. Tosh DeMolder, I believe. I think it's Tosh or Tyler. Boy, I shouldn't have said anything. Yeah. There's a bunch of BG Unitego guys all getting in, some coaches. Vern Wallace will be going in, so it is a great class for this year, and I'm going down to check that out tomorrow. Really excited about that.
That'll be a good event, I'm sure.
Yeah, very good event. So here is Jacobs under center, wants to step back and throw, and looks to throw over the middle, and it is almost picked off. He sailed it over his receiver's head, and then it went off the hands of the Sydney safety back there, which was Aiden Hawkins.
Yeah, Aiden Hawkins almost had his first interception of the game.
Yeah.
But he did drop it, so incomplete pass, third down and 22.
Yeah, third and long coming up here with 16 seconds left, third quarter. Again, thanks for joining us here tonight for a very good ball game. Score was 20-6 at the half. Sydney is sliced into that lead. It's now 20-13. This will be Jacobs under center, the senior QB, who had a huge game, as we talked about earlier, against Walton last week. Throws one out to Dobro on the near side, and he's wrapped up. I don't think he got out of bounds, though. And so this will be a fourth down and about 20 to go, I would say, for DH.
Probably got two on the play, but I do believe they have an illegal procedure against DH again, because the one guy was walking up to the slot, and I don't think he was set when the snap happened. So I think they're going to get him for
illegal procedure. Flag on the play here, waiting for the official signal from the Zebra crew.
So Sydney's trying to determine whether they want to take the penalty.
So we'll see how this all shakes out here.
What do you think, Nate? Is he going to take it, or is he going to just take the down?
Coach Matthews is the master of this stuff. I think he's going to take the down, but let's see here. Either way.
Because it'll be fourth down if he doesn't take the penalty. It'll be third down and give him another potentially another two shots.
So yeah,
legal procedure.
Yep, going against DH. It's declined.
Yeah. Oh.
How about that? I'm in his head. And so this...
He's down on the sideline talking to the guy up in the booth.
Yeah.
What would Nate do?
I'm sure Coach is listening to us down there right now. He's got CDO right on his headset there. And so here we go. This will be a fourth down and about 15 to go for Jacobs. Probably the last play of the third quarter. Throws out to Fortunato. Good to see him back in there. Fortunato turns the corner, but the Sydney defense is right there to wrap him up after about a gain of 5. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Fourth quarter coming up. It's DH 20, Sydney 13. Stay tuned for the exciting finish when we come back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. BG tonight had a tough one. They were on the road at Tioga. They fall 61-8 to the Tioga Tigers tonight. So just a out-of-town scoreboard, but you know what? Tioga's been doing that to everybody this year. They look fantastic.
It's bad enough that you have to play Tioga, but to have to travel to Tioga and play him there, wow.
That's tough.
That's tough for Coach Lorimer and the Bobcats to have to do that.
Tioga remains undefeated. I believe that puts them at 7-0. They're the number one team in the state.
As they should be.
In Class D, and they have just been unstoppable.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Unstoppable.
Absolutely amazing.
I'm sure we might see them down the road if they have a date with Harpersville Afton in the playoffs. So Sydney with the ball to start the fourth quarter. After a turnover on down, Sydney now going left to right. And a handoff to Marino, good for about one.
Yeah, Marino off the right side. Really nice tackle there by Jacobs on really nice play to stop Marino for a gain of one or two.
Well, a close game. I'm sure that Coach Matthews' signature is to use every single second of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So I would expect in a tight game like this, a long fourth quarter between these two. So here is a second down. They actually gave Marino about maybe three, I would say. And so Fogarty, the snap, wants to keep it himself. Fogarty right up the middle and just to the line. Brought down on the play there by Joe Romola. Going to be pretty close.
Fogarty got the first down yardage. They're waving the chains. So the ball is now at the 35-yard line of the Sydney Warriors, first and 10.
All right, Sydney again moving the chains here. Our score to start the fourth quarter, we're about a minute in. DH 20 and Sydney 13. And so Fogarty again in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. As Sydney goes left to right, a pitch to the outside for Marino. He's been the workhorse tonight. Tries to get to the edge and is scooped up and brought down by Caden Fortunato.
Caden Fortunato with a real nice play there. He just kept his outside contained, was not going to let Marino to get outside him. He did get about 2 yards on the play, second down and eight.
Yeah, Fortunato, I think, might be cramping up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He was walking off kind of funny.
Yeah, he's hobbling off here after falling down after that tackle. And he's kind of holding,
he's kind of cramp.
Holding the back there. That hamstring is just seizing up on him, I think. And few things are more painful than that, I would say. And so this is going to be Sydney on a second down and about eight to go here.
Wait till you get my age.
And there's things
and they
painful.
Wake you up in the middle of the night and you realize that if you were ever paralyzed from your waist down, you could walk on your butt. That's how you get out of bed.
Here's a handoff to Marino after that fun fact. And
Marino
is going to get the first down. Wow, what a run there. Right up the middle, drove the pile forward and is able to move the chains again.
And you said he's a junior, right?
Yes.
He's
going
to be a lot of fun to watch. I mean, he's not big. He's not big at all, folks. But I'll tell you what, he does not shy away from contact, and he's really quick.
Here's a score update. We'll get to it after this play, as Fogarty cuts to the outside, 40-35, brought down. But another first down here for the Warriors. They're into DH territory.
Yeah, the Warriors are now at the 35-yard line of DH, first and 10.
So here's our out-of-town scoreboard. As I said, Delhi was going to go up to Sandy Creek today. They win 7-0. Don't see many scores that low. And our guy, Sam Davis, with the touchdown. He's at 44. That guy with all the energy.
Yeah.
The sophomore running back gets it. Wow, so good for Delhi.
They wait until the second half to bring this kid in the game that we were at. And I'm telling you, this kid is just a bundle of energy.
Wow, what a score there, 7-0. Low scoring between the Bulldogs there as they went up to Sandy Creek. And here's Marino again pushing the pile forward across the 30 to about the 28.
Yeah, Marino really doing a nice job handling the workload for the Sydney Warriors right now. He picks up 7 yards on first down, second down and three.
And so that clock continuing to move, 9:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Our score is DH 20 and Sydney 13. A nice long drive here for the Warriors. Very patient. Marino is in blocking here as Sydney wants to throw to the outside for Charlie Thiel, but the throw is a little low and into the dirt.
Yeah, pass just a tick low, and Thiel could not handle it, so incomplete pass, third down and three.
And so a third down coming up here, as Tim said, and this is a big third down for Sydney as they try to convert. Waiting for the snap. Here is Fogarty. Drops back. Is he going to want to take off and run? Yes, he is. Flushed out of the pocket to the 30. Fogarty to the corner. 25-20. First down before he's knocked out of bounds by the DH defense. Fogarty gets it done again.
Yeah, definitely. Right at the last minute, he tucks the ball and takes it off to the right side. Gets outside the contain for DH. Gets the first down yardage, and the ball will be spotted at about the 19-yard line of the Eagles.
This whole second half has been a big, heavy dose of Fogarty and Marino, but they are finding a way to get it done. And DH, no points in the second half here so far.
Every now and then they throw ball out to Thiel and stuff, but we also want to remember Hinges isn't here because of the injury.
Yeah, no Hinges, I think, has just changed the game plan a little bit here tonight for the Warriors. Waiting for the snap, they got a man in motion. That's DeMott, and instead they'll go to Marino. DeMott blocking, good block
nice
there.
Block.
And Marino dives forward, good for a first down inside the 10, down to the 5.
Motion man with a key block on that play, just absolutely levels up his defender and clears the road for Marino. Marino first down, ball is now inside the 10-yard line, first and goal.
Sydney trying to punch it in to get this game back to possibly a tie score. They trail right now 20-13. With 8:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney really taking their time here. They're in a good spot. Lots of time. First down inside the 10-yard line. No need to rush here. And here is Fogarty. Dances away but is brought down. Breaking through to make that tackle.
The exchange between Marino and Fogarty didn't go off really well in broken play. DH was right there to snack it up and second down and goal to go.
Yeah, I think that was Stephen Mills on the
Stephen
tackle.
Mills, yep.
Breaking through, well done. And so this will be a second down and about 10 to go here for the Warriors. Waiting for the snap. They go right back to Marino. He bounces off two defenders. DH defense is there, though. Even though he plowed into that pile, they hold strong.
Yeah, Marino with a nice play right there. Nice to hang on to the football because he got absolutely rocked at about the 5-yard line. He gets down to about the 4, third and goal to go.
So big third down here for Sydney. They trail 20-13, 7.5 to go. Fogarty's going to take it himself. Muscles his way into the end zone for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. Put 6 on the board for Fogarty.
Yes, and as Nate said, Muscles is right. He was carrying a couple of the DH Eagles with him into the end zone. 6 points for the Warriors.
So our score now is 20-19 with 7.5 to go. And what's Sydney going to do? 1 or 2? What do you think here, Tim?
I'm going to say...
My guess is the kick.
Yeah,
but...
I thought I saw the holder go out there. That's why.
So relying on the leg of Fogarty to try to tie this game up, he is...
Got that one right, Nate.
He's 1 for 2 tonight, right? Yeah, he missed the first one. That got blocked, and he made the second one.
Yeah.
Fogarty setting up a big extra point here. Baker on the hold. Snap is good. Hold is good. Fogarty, plenty of leg on that one. I think he kicked it over to Masonville. And we are tied up at 20 apiece. Sydney's come back from the dead with 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 20-20. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
And welcome back. Fourth quarter action here. 7.5 to go, and we're tied up, Tim, at 20 apiece. Sydney doing a great job.
Yeah, real nice job. Came back and have tied the game now and getting ready to kick the ball off to DH.
And so now DH, they've been quiet in the second half. They've moved the ball well at times. Haven't been able to put any scores up. Let's see what they can do here. Fortunato's going to chase it all the way back to the 10, then bring it out, and he will get up to about the 20. So... that's where DH will start here. That was kind of a precarious take back there for Fortunato.
It definitely was, and I'll tell you what, it was really nice that he cut back against the grain there, because I think if he had tried to outrun the guys to the sideline, he had a real big piece of green grass ahead of him.
And so our score is 20-20. This is Nate Lull, Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Web stream, as always, is sponsored by SFCU. Glad to have them on board. They've been a sponsor for many years of our web stream and our game audio archive. If you like this game, it's an instant classic. You can always go back and listen anytime at WCDOsports.com. So here is Wyatt Jacobs, again, under center, drops back, looking to throw, still has the ball, gets it out, finds Fortunato, good for about 8 yards, diving forward, might have gotten the first down at the 30, great extra effort.
Yeah, second effort by Fortunato gets probably the first down yardage necessary for DH. Looks like they are going to mark him just shy, second down and one.
7:17 to go, we're tied up at 20 apiece. Ball out on the 30 here. Looks to be a great finish ahead here between the Eagles and the Warriors. Two teams that are pretty even in the standings right now. Glad to get some of these matchups like this late in the year. It's always fun. And so here is Wyatt Jacobs. Again, wrote an article on him this week at my new website, natelull.com. And we're going to have a flag on the play as Jacobs tries to go for it on second and short. Well worth the read. Great game last week against Walton, and the personal story is a good one as well. Who's this flag going to be on here?
False start, I do believe, against DH. Yes, false start.
Yeah, so they got a little jumpy trying to draw that pile forward.
Yeah, the yardage needed was only a yard, if that, and now it's going to be six.
So second down and six. Again, DH going right to left there in the white uniforms, the white helmets, and the royal blue pants here tonight. Sydney's in the white pants, the navy blue tops, the gray helmet. Again, they've been without Casey Hinges tonight. Left in the first quarter, had a shoulder injury. And so the offense has been a lot of Fogarty and Marino and Charlie Thiel. But to not have Hinges and to be able to come back from two scores down, well done by the Warriors. Second down and six here for DH in this 20-20 ball game. A spin out of there by Fortunato. Got one or two, but had to do a lot of work to do it.
Quick pitch out to Fortunato to the left side. Almost got tackled in the backfield, but is strong enough to get through that tackle and gets about 3 yards, third and seven.
7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 20. DH on a third down and about six to go. Jacobs is getting the play from the sideline.
They're making Thiel come out of the game.
Actually going to be less than that. It's going to be more like third.
Oh, my gosh, they moved it again.
Yeah, they moved it, yeah. I'd say it's about third and four. They just get,
I don't know what. I think they're listening to us, and they said, all right, let's get Tim now. We're going to move again.
It literally went from third and six to third and four. He might have just moved so that Jacobs could talk to the coach,
yeah,
I think.
I don't know. I have no idea.
That was funny. Third and four here, and this is Jacobs under center, the DH quarterback. He's got a man in motion, drops back, wants to pass. Big third down. Harrington applying pressure. They find Dobro. Maybe good for a first down. Going to be very close. Jacob Dobro-Marescu on the catch. Yeah,
yeah,
first down.
Looks like the chains are moving at this moment.
Wow, that was a big-time throw and a big-time catch there from Dobro.
Yeah, Dobro made a really nice catch there out into the left flat. And I just came out and just squared around, and the ball was on him. Nice catch and throw. Good for first down yardage, first and 10.
6:43 to go. We're tied 20 apiece between Sydney and DH. See if we get a Afton Harpersville soccer score coming in here. They were tied at the half with top seed Lansing, top team in the state, Class C. The game was up at Wells College tonight at 7 o'clock. That was the start there. A pitch here on the option. They go to Fortunato, and boy, DH just doing great here, and that's going to be a first down to the 50, to the 48 for Fortunato, and that just seems unstoppable right now for
the
Eagles.
It is, and every time they do it, they get chunks of yardage. I mean, they could literally continue to do that play. Back-to-back. I mean, they could go right with it one time, left with it the next time, and they're still going to get chunks of yardage. So they're into Sydney Warrior territory at the 48-yard line.
So, Tim, if you're DH here, do you worry more about, let's just go down, no matter what happens, punch these points in, or are you trying to be cute? You trying to play that clock and points game?
I think the way the game's going tonight, I think they want to score. If they can score, they're going to score.
6 minutes to go.
Yeah, with 6 minutes to go, and then they're just going to rely on their defense.
So So we're tied at 20 apiece. DH has not scored in the second half, and now they want a timeout. Jacobs saw something at the line and wants to talk it over. We're going to step away. Our score is DH 20, Sydney 20. Fourth quarter with 5:56 to go. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
High School Sports on WCDO.
Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here in Sydney. And at one time, it was a two-score ball game. DH was leading 20-6. But fast forward to the fourth quarter here, and we are tied 20-20, Tim. But don't look now. Eagles have the ball at midfield, and they're marching.
Yeah, they are. And they've used the pass, and they've also used that option play. One thing we haven't seen him doing tonight, and since he's been hurt, is Jacobs with the keeper.
Yeah, he got banged up a little bit there, and now it's going to be a pick. They throw for it on first down, and it was picked off there by Sydney.
And the reason that happened is
Marino.
The receiver fell down. He was wide open right about the 5-yard gain, and he fell down, and the ball went right to Marino. So big turnover for DH.
Second interception of the night for Marino. DH is still talking to the officials about something here. Maybe they think it was incomplete. Jacobs is walking over here to try to have a word with them. Not exactly 100% sure. Now they're looking like, okay, we got to just buckle down on defense. But, I mean, yeah, the receiver fell down. It went right to Marino. He picked it off.
Yeah, right. I mean, it hit him right in the numbers, and I don't think there was any question that it was an interception.
Here is Sydney with a chance. We got a flag on the play as Marino right up the middle. Shot out of a cannon. Good for a first down out to the 40. But let's see what the hanky's all about here.
Can I guess the legal procedure against the Warriors?
Oh, that is tough. We got a
second
flag.
Oh, another one. Now we have another one.
There was a DH player still on the ground. I wonder if that one was for some trash talking or something there, because everybody was kind of still together. I didn't see anything physical happen.
These are drive killers.
Oh, what a run by Marino, too, Tim, to take that away.
Yeah.
So this will be 5:46 to go. We're tied at 20.
Okay, so we have a legal substitution against DH based on the initial point.
I want to see who the second one is on. I want to say this one might be on Sydney, but we'll see. Coach Matthews talking to the white hat here, looking for an explanation.
Yeah, he said that definitely on DH the first penalty. I don't know what that second one was, but
that came in way after. And this one is going to be
legal substitution.
Yep.
Declined.
So
they're going to take the play. Smart. Good. First and 10 for the Warriors.
Okay.
The ball will be at about the 40-yard line of DH.
So that shakes out there, and Sydney catches a break. They are inside Eagles territory, going left to right. They're at the 40. A lot of time to work with here with 5:40 to go. Going to hand off. Marino gets into the pile. Somebody caught him by his right shoulder pad there. The ball was loose, and Fogarty, Johnny on the spot, is able to fall on it. What a play.
Wow.
That ball popped out of there. Nobody knew it was out. Fogarty was behind the play and was able to fall on it. Wow.
Well, that's the thing. Marino got hit by one guy, and he held on to him, and the next two guys in were just ripping at the ball, and finally, like Nate said, Johnny on the spot, Fogarty saw the ball on the ground, dove on it, keeps the ball for the Warriors.
Disaster averted there for Sydney with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Still anybody's ball game. We're tied 20-20 between DH and Sydney. Great game here between the Eagles and the Warriors. Sydney trying to maybe come down, put the go-ahead TD on the board here. Let's see. It's going to be a second down and about 9 to go after the fumble recovery. Fogarty wants to take it himself and just pushes his way to about the 35, tackled there by the DH Eagles.
Yeah, it's going to bring up third down and 4 from the 35-yard line for the Sydney Warriors.
Zach Beagle and Joe Romola on the tackle there for DH. Sydney taking their time. That clock's still moving down to 4:25 left. We're tied at 20. And waiting for the snap here, Fogarty has Marino off his right hip. And DH jumped.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Fogarty was barking out those signals.
He's done that, I think, three or four times tonight. He's got the Eagles to jump off sides. It's going to be really close to a first down.
Yeah, this will be up to about the 31. It's gonna be third and a whisker here. Wow.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a measurement.
Yeah, I mean, this is the marker. They're right on top of each other.
Yeah, I'm asking for it. I'm Coach Matthews right here, just because it's so close.
Yeah, this is very, very close, especially with the third down.
Seriously, bring the chains out.
They have not moved the chains. I'm chuckling because I just keep waiting for them to move, and they haven't. Yeah, here we go. They're moving the guys out of there. I think the chains are going to come out.
Yep, time. There we go. Here they come.
With 4:11 to go, this could be big. It's a third down and, again, a whisker. If the chains could give Sydney the first down here, this would give them a lot more breathing room, I think.
I mean, literally, you have to bring out the little playing card to see the differences.
Yep.
Because it is, I mean, it's just so close.
So here we go. First down for the Sydney Warriors. Ball at the 30-yard line. So now a fresh set of downs. Going left to right, you're in NDH territory at the 30. Plenty of time with 4:11 left.
Sydney players on the sideline trying to get the crowd going.
Yeah, the crowd really into this. Some of those ball boys down there tonight have had more energy than anybody I've seen.
Well, they've had a few Red Bulls.
Yeah. And so this is going to be at the 31-yard line here for Sydney. Fogarty getting the play from the sideline. Again, a lot of time here for Sydney. I think they want to continue this rhythm that they've built up here tonight. We saw them do it last week against BG. Take their time. Make sure they execute. Everybody be in the right spot. Waiting for the snap. Here we go.
Snap infraction.
And there is the flag. Everything I was just talking about there, Tim.
Yeah, snap infraction on the Warriors.
Easier said than done, but those are drive killers, like you say, Tim.
Yeah. So it'll be first and 15. The ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line instead of the 30 for the Sydney Warriors.
All right, so this will back them up to a first and 15. Again, we're tied 20-20 between DH and Sydney. Clock is at 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter. I don't know if I dare say it, Tim, but we have not had an overtime game this year. Are we destined?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or does somebody
Coach
have Matthews some magic?
Matthews has a few timeouts in his pocket.
Yeah.
So.
And Sydney, this drive feels like they have the momentum right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what they can do. And you're always one magic Fogarty run away from a touchdown. Waiting for the snap. Fogarty wants to throw. Fortunato's coming for him. Now he does throw it, looking for Thiel, and it's incomplete.
Yes. Thiel was open for a second, but I think he was being baited by the number 8 for DH there. Came up and made a nice hit.
Yeah, it was Fortunato coming on the rush, and I think he was just pressuring enough to make Fogarty a little nervous on that backside.
And he's running to his left, so that's always a tough throw for a right-hander going to his left side, rolling out.
Second down and about 15 to go. Waiting for the snap here is Fogarty in the shotgun. He's standing at the 40. Ball is at about the 36. Hands off to Marino. They go back to the running game. Marino pushing the pile forward across the 30 down to the 28. This is going to be third and manageable here for Sydney.
Yeah, I think he's going to get past the initial line of scrimmage here, so it should be third down and 8 for the Sydney Warriors.
Clock is moving. 3 minutes to go. We're tied at 20. Here in the fourth quarter, Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Under the lights here in Sydney, going to be a third down, and, well, it's longer than I thought. About a third down and 8. So a big third down. Let's see what Sydney decides to do here.
Not in a hurry.
Taking their time, waiting for the snap. In the shotgun, they're going to pitch it to the outside for Marino. Cut back, gets around one tackler. Marino still moving forward. Good for about 6 when he needed 8, but still fourth down, good time to go for it here.
Yep, big fourth down for the Warriors coming up. The ball will be at about the 25-yard line, 24-yard line of DH.
2:15 to go. Tim, this is something we haven't talked about yet. They do have Fogarty's leg.
Yeah, they definitely do. This one would be pretty long.
This would be long, but, I mean, you still have time to get down a little farther if you can get this fourth down. Fourth down and about 3 to go. Fogarty barking out some plays, barking out some signals, I should say. He's trying to get DH to jump again, and now we're going to have a timeout. Sidney's going to take a timeout here. We're going to step away just for 30 seconds. 20-20 is the score. DH and Sidney with a 1:55 to go. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
And welcome back. We are tied 20-20 with 1:55 left here. And this has been a great game here tonight. DH was up 20-6 at the half. And Sidney has come back with 2 second-half touchdowns and tied this game up at 20 apiece. One was by Marino and one was by Fogarty. So here we go. Fourth down and about three, maybe even four to go here. Ball is on the left side of the field over by the DH sideline on that hash. Snap was low for Fogarty. He's going to have to throw to the outside.
Oh,
and it's incomplete. Marino couldn't haul it in. Great pressure as DH brought the house there, Tim.
Yeah, they certainly did. The fumbled snap didn't help that play. Broke it up right away, and Fogarty had a lot of guys in his face, but he just dropped the ball. So turnover on downs for the Warriors gives the ball back to DH. First and 10.
So DH does have that big play capability, and now they have a minute 51 to try to go about 78 yards, maybe 77. And I'm wondering if we see that long pass play. They have hooked up a couple of times tonight with Casper Bielecki on those long passes.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a couple of things. They've got the quick pitch, and then they've got the option that they've run that's been very successful.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you won't probably see is Jacobs running the ball because I don't think his leg is right.
And Jacobs is going to drop back, wants to throw over the middle, looking for Bielecki. There he is, and Bielecki grabs it at the 45 to the 42, and that is a complete pass, just like we said.
Just absolutely fantastic coverage by the Warriors. Bielecki just went up and high-pointed the ball, and it'll be first and 10 with the ball spotted at the 44-yard line of the Sidney Warriors.
Gutsy throw there by Jacobs because that was into, like, triple coverage there. Bielecki, probably the shortest guy, came down with it. Minute 35 to go here in the game. Clock is still moving. DH is going right to left. They're in Sidney territory at about the 43. Little hustle here out of the huddle. Down to a minute 20. Clock is still moving. I'm assuming Jacobs is going to go to the air here again. Let's wait and see. Drops back. He was under center. Wants to throw. Going to the outside again for Bielecki. He catches it at the 20. Down to the 15, and he's tackled there. Bielecki with two huge catches here.
What this kid is doing is amazing because I actually think he was interfered with on that play because the defender never turned his head, and he made contact with him, but he actually pulled him away and went to the back shoulder and caught the ball.
50 seconds left here, Tim. Clock is still moving. We're tied at 20, down to 45. Jacobs is under center, and he's going to just spike it here to get some breathing room with 42 seconds left. Tied at 20. DH is inside the 20, so they have gone pretty much 60 yards in two plays here.
Yep, and they both have been to Bielecki. Really nice catches by that young man. First one, he just went up and high-pointed the ball above everybody else. The other one, he just made sure he went to the back shoulder and made a nice catch on the sideline.
Yeah, Casper Bielecki with two fantastic catches, two very nice throws there by Wyatt Jacobs. And can the DH pull this off here? This would be a heck of a last drive if they can score in the next 42 seconds. If not, we might be headed to overtime. We're tied at 20. Here's Jacobs, got a man in motion. That's Dobro. Here's the snap. He lost it. It's on the ground. And I believe DH was able to fall on this one, and Jacobs was able to get it back.
Yeah, Jacobs fumbled the ball and then actually recovered his own fumble, and the Warriors got him for a loss of about 2 yards, second down and 12.
You got to figure, fourth quarter, they've been out there a couple hours now. It's chilly tonight, and the clock is moving. We're down to 25 seconds left here. DH. I mean, at this point, they're only going to have time for one more play.
They are in no hurry. I mean, it's like, and they've got timeout.
Yeah, Jacobs up to the line here with 15 seconds left. He's got to get this ball off. He's got a man in motion. That's Dilbrow again, waiting for the snap. Rolls out. 6 seconds left. This is going to be the last play. Throws, and this one is caught right down with 1 second left.
Yeah.
Ellis is going to come up with about a... No, they took a timeout. They're saying DH took a timeout. The catch was by Ronnie Ellis at about the two-yard line.
Yeah, it looked to me like he caught the ball and immediately called a timeout. Nice, smart play by Ellis right there. Rolling to his right was Jacobs, and then he just fired a bullet down to the goal line, just shy of it. I think the ball is going to be spotted at about the three.
Yeah, great sliding play. DH is going to have one more play here, Tim.
Yeah, this is it.
This is for all the marbles right here.
Yeah.
DH took a timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Our score is 20-20. Coach Matthews, of course, wants his explanation.
Mm-hmm. Because the clock kept going, that's why. Mm-hmm. And I don't know as though I ever really saw a signal for the timeout, but they definitely immediately said he called timeout as soon as he hit the ground.
DH is waltzing right up to the line here. They're ready to go. Coach Matthews is saying, I want my explanation. So he's still, you know, halfway out onto the field here. It looks like right now DH is going to get one last play.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they score, they win. It's as simple as
that.
That
is.
What do you do here? Maybe that option pitch would look pretty sweet.
I would think that would have to be the play call, especially in this tight.
They're on the right hash.
As well as they've done with that all night long.
And this is going to come down to, can the Sydney defense, much that they have done a great job tonight, mm-hmm. stopping DH on these, you know, all or nothing plays. So Jacobs is going to have a chance to be the hero here.
One untimed down is what they're saying.
Yep. If not, we're going to OT here in Sydney. Let's see. Can DH find a way to get 3 yards right here? Jacobs is going to be under center. He's got Bilecki in single coverage out to his left. He's got two wide receivers to the right. Here's the snap, and we're going to have a whistle blowing that play dead. It looked like Jacobs was going to run to the outside.
Right? Yeah. Sydney called a timeout.
We're going to keep it right here. There's Matthews. Yeah. What did I say? He loves to every second he's got a juice out of this thing.
Yeah.
And I think he purposely waited right there to see how DH was going to line up.
Yeah, and actually what the play was going to be was probably coming out to Bilecki. I mean, Bilecki had been doing it all on this drive already. And I think he was going to roll out to the left. If Bilecki was open, he'd hit him.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't, he'd walk in on his own.
And since they're on that right hash, they're going to have more room to work on the left.
Yep.
Also makes it, as you said earlier, makes it hard when he's rolling to his left to throw if you're a righty.
And, you know, he's an athlete. So, I mean, if it's not there, he's going to know to just suck it and run. And there's really nobody else over here to help the defender. So it's 2-on-1 if in that case.
Yeah, they had single coverage deal on Bilecki over here, and they had two wide receivers to the right side. So both teams taking their time here. Again, we're tied 20-20. There is no time left on the clock. DH has driven about, I would say, 75 yards here on three plays to have a chance at the buzzer here to get this win. Let's see what they're going to do. Both teams breaking the huddle now. Sydney comes out first on a chilly night here in Sydney. And they are going to break the huddle here. Jacobs at the QB position. Again, going right to left. Both fan bases on their feet here. Will we have a hero or will we have extra football here tonight? Let's wait and see. Waiting for the snap. They're going to pitch it to the outside. No, Jacobs cuts back, dives forward. He's at the line, and he is in for a DH touchdown. Wyatt Jacobs, the hero tonight for the Eagles.
He came back over to the left side and looked like he was just going to throw the ball, and at the last minute, he just cut back inside against the green, gets into the end zone for the win.
And that is going to be a 26-20 victory as Wyatt Jacobs scores with no time left. A great read to cut back and just slam his body into the end zone would not be denied. And DH wins tonight 26-20. Post-game show coming up. We'll break this all down for you on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. An exciting finish here tonight. The best game we've had on the radio this year as Wyatt Jacobs, the hero for Deposit Hancock tonight, scores with no time left on the clock, runs it in, and DH defeats Sydney 26-20.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic drive. I'm going to say 3 minutes left to go when they got the ball back after the fourth down stop by DH. And two big bombs from Jacobs to Bilecki, and Bilecki made absolutely fantastic catches, one on the right hash, one over here on the left sideline, got DH down to that area. And then Jacobs made a great throw rolling to his right side to
Bilecki.
Was it 33?
Oh, no, to Ellis.
To Ellis, who made a diving catch right at the 3-yard line and got him into the end zone on the next play.
Again, so our final score tonight, 26-20, as DH scores on the last play of the game. Let's get into our three awards here, Tim. First, the NBT Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes 3 years in a row, and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I don't know how you can't pick Wyatt Jacobs tonight with that score as time expires. He also had two other touchdowns and just was the leader tonight for the Eagles.
Yeah, Wyatt Jacobs was a fantastic and really strong outing here tonight because he was hurt. And, you know, he didn't let that hinder him in that last play at all. He was not going to, as Nate said, he was not going to be denied. He was getting into that maroon-colored end zone of the Warriors.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO, not only for his defense but also his offense tonight. Chris Marino was great. He had that interception that he took back to the house early in the ball game. He had some big tackles. Mm-hmm. Let's give Chris Marino the defense award.
Yeah, I agree. He had two interceptions at the end too, because the receiver fell down. Did a really nice job offensively, and then also on the defensive end, he has the pick six for the Warriors in the first half that keeps it a two-possession game going into the second half.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO right here in Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think we got to give this to Casper Bilecki. I mean, those catches, he had several throughout the game, but those were two gigantic catches on the last drive there.
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, the one on the right side, the very first play of that drive, I mean, he was triple covered. I mean, he had people all around him. He just went out. He just went up and high pointed the ball, brought it down, and then on the left hand side, he did a great little spin to the right side and did a nice little back shoulder fade catch. I mean, he's got all the tools, you know. I mean, he's done it all night long. I think the very first play of the game,
Plus
the catch for Blackie for a big gain. So, real nice job by that young man, and well deserving of the award.
A tough loss here tonight for the Sydney Warriors, but they should not hang their heads. A great effort. Came back from two scores down, and, I mean, this game really could have gone either way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, and the thing is we talked about it early in the game. We thought probably it was going to be a high-scoring game. Now, granted, it did end up being a little bit higher than we projected after watching the first half, but both defenses did really good job and got four down turnovers, and they also got turnovers on plays, and, you know, it was really just a well-played game all night long. By far the best game that you and I called this year.
Yeah, this was a fantastic game. Really enjoyed this one here tonight. Lucky that we were here. Kudos to DH. Kudos to Sydney. Really well done on both sides. So we're going to be back on Monday. I think I'll be back with my good friend Skylar Thompson there. He'll be joining me, I think, on Monday, as we'll have Unitigo hosting Thomas Edison. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, a 6:45 Butler Auto pregame show. So more football coming up. I was counting it up today. I think the Unitigo game will be our 9th of the year, so we're right on par where we normally are for games.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Awesome getting ready to go into playoff season.
Yeah, playoffs right around the corner, and, you know, I don't know what we're going to get because the division is so tough this year. We'll see how that all shakes out. We'll see what playoff games are coming. We also have to remember that there is going to be 8-man playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Green is ranked 3rd in the state right now. They just beat Unitigo this week to remain undefeated. And there's always those crossover games, too, that, you know, if we don't have a team that's going super far in the playoffs, we can do those fun crossover games that, you know, are still playoff games. They don't necessarily mean you're going on to states or anything, but just something that we can do to bring you more football action here on the radio. So a big thank you to Jim Tamayo. He's our in-game producer down on the Sydney Main Street studio here. We appreciate his support. And Tim, we'll see you wherever next week we decide to go.
Okay. I'll be there if I can, and have fun on Monday night.
Yeah, we will. That'll be a fun one on Monday. Hopefully a little warmer than tonight. This was chilly temps here, but feels like football weather.
It definitely does. I mean, it's here, folks. And
it's here.
Yeah. I mean, I heard this morning that we got our first delivery of oil, and I was like, too soon. I don't want that. Haven't turned it on yet, but got to wait till November to do that, according to Mrs. Cutting.
I don't blame her. I do know I was looking ahead, and if we do have teams that get far enough in the playoffs, I do believe that some of those playoff neutral site games are going to be at Binghamton High this year.
Oh, okay.
I think the semifinals, again, might be at JC, and then the final might be at Binghamton. So.
And I always love to go call games in Binghamton because you're so high up in the air there. I mean, it's just the viewpoint is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, either of those locations is great. Mm-hmm. And at Binghamton High especially, I mean, you are way, way up there. It's been a while since we called one there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of JC and Union Endicott.
And Union Endicott. Yeah, JC's been holding the D a lot the last few years.
Yeah. So I'll double-check all that, but that is right around the corner in just a couple of weeks. But, again, we have to have teams get there. Tioga looks like they're the odds-on favorite in D, and The biggest thing I think I've learned this year is that you just don't know week to week,
right?
COVID-wise.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.